morning conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
New restrictions going into effect for the business community, sections of it starting tomorrow, ordered by Governor Kate Brown late last week. Anthony Smith is the Oregon State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. Joins me. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
Well, right after the word came out from the governor on Friday, your organization put some thoughts out, being the state's largest small business association. What are you thinking in terms of these things that change tomorrow during this two-week freeze?
Well, first off, you know, we're a two-week freeze. You know, that's what we're, I guess, at this point hoping for, because, you know, the governor said it's 2 weeks for the whole state, but also said that Multnomah County was going to be 4 weeks. And so, you know, that kind of immediately makes all of our members nervous about, you know, the timelines, and that a two-week freeze could easily turn into a much longer freeze if the numbers don't go the right way. So that's kind of the first impact there is just kind of a whole lot of uncertainty. Secondly, you know, the industries that have been mandated to shut down for this period of time, you know, they've already been severely impacted by the pandemic and the economic impacts of you know, what the state has decided to do as a result of trying to keep the numbers low. And so, you know, for restaurants, bars, gyms especially, it's just going to be a really tough time going forward for the next 2 weeks at least.
Talk about the organization, just to help people understand, what is the NFIB?
Yeah, we're the National Federation of Independent Business. We've got hundreds of thousands of members nationwide. We've got about 6,000 members here in Oregon, and overwhelmingly are small businesses. About 90% of our members have fewer than 25 employees. 70% have about fewer than 10 employees. So, you know, overwhelmingly, we represent the state's small businesses.
So for what you've seen from the data in terms of where there have been outbreaks and things like that, how much of this has been tied to the business community?
Well, you know, workplace outbreaks is something that the Oregon Health Report, Oregon Health Authority reports on. And you know, they've said even on the record that it's kind of easy to see workplace outbreaks, but that workplace outbreaks don't start in the workplace. They start in the community and then they come into the workplace. You know, OHA Director Pat Allen, I think he said something close to that, almost verbatim to that. And so, you know, that's frustrating because, you know, since the very beginning of the pandemic, businesses have been asked to do more and they have done more to make their workplaces safe for their employees and for their customers. And really, you know, our members have stepped up every step of the way to be a good partner with the state in combating the virus. And so, you know, when new restrictions come out like this, it's really kind of a puts a damper on all the things that we've done so far to help control the virus. And you know, it's just, I mean, the incomes that we're talking about of small business owners and their employees, right, going right into the holidays, I mean, it just couldn't be a more stressful time.
What about that holiday impact for some sectors of retail? I know I've always heard that the fourth quarter kind of makes or breaks you, and to have this come right in the midst of that as holiday shopping, however differently that may look this year, is getting going, seems like that is probably a particular concern.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of retail stores, of course, you know, they aren't ordered to shut down completely as of tomorrow. They will be required to operate at a maximum of 75% capacity and encouraging curbside pickup. And so, you know, that's at least one less thing to worry about, I guess, as far as the order is that a good number of our members who are in the retail sector are not going to be required to shut down completely. But like you said, you know, we're ramping up into, you know, one of the busiest times of the year for many small businesses. And so you have to start asking questions about, you know, what kind of sales level do you need to have in this quarter in order to to be able to survive in the long term. And you know, we regularly survey our members, and the last national survey that came out, we had the survey out at the end of October. So before, we had news of this partial shutdown, and the numbers that we're seeing from what our members are telling us is really concerning. About 1 in 5 of our members are telling us that under current economic conditions, they can't last more than 6 months. And then another 1 in 5, for a total of nearly 40% of our membership, is saying that they can't last longer than a year under these current economic conditions. And so then, and of course, that was before the state started to lock down a little bit more. And so, you know, if economic conditions actually worsen, then you have to expect that timeline is going to shorten up significantly.
Has your organization or any other parts of the business community that you work with been able to be in meetings with the Oregon Health Authority or the governor or others involved in all this?
Yeah, there's a large coalition of businesses that we talk pretty frequently, and there have been, I guess, times when the lines of communications have been very open, and other times where, you know, we're kind of put in a more reactive position. And I think that's kind of the case on this particular order. Was we saw the numbers for the state increasing. You know, last week we were starting to see some unprecedented case counts in Oregon. And so, you know, the governor, jumped into action and took the action that she thought was appropriate. And, you know, that's what we have a problem with, is we just don't see a correlation between the problem, which has been identified by her and the Oregon Health Authority as informal social gatherings. We just don't see the problem and the solution being linked. If informal social gatherings are the primary driver of the recent case count increases, then that's where the focus needs to be, and more personal responsibility and more public awareness about how to avoid spreading the virus in those informal social settings. It doesn't make any sense to us to impose further restrictions on businesses that have provided safer regulated spaces for Oregonians to engage in their economic and social activities in masked and socially distanced atmospheres. That it just doesn't compute.
Anthony Smith is the Oregon State Director of the National Federation of Independent Business. Anthony, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks again for having me, Kyle.
841 News Radio 1240 KQEN on the Morning Report.